Triple M Grill team, 27 degrees your top today. We're doing it for Sportsbet. Now, Jared Haynes' attempted defection to the NFL is a huge story here, but we thought we'd like to get an American perspective, and in particular, what's the vibe like over there, Marto? Is it seen as something, this is crazy? So what we thought we'd do is get an expert on. This is Dave Marler, a radio host, NFL expert from Sports Radio 950 in Seattle. Let's not forget the Seattle Seahawks, the current Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
G'day, Dave. Thanks for your time.
G'day. It's good to be on the Grilled Cheese radio show.
Thank you, Softy Marler. Hey, listen, mate. Now, you went to the press conference yesterday, and we've already got a Brisbane boy there playing for the Seahawks, Jesse Williams. But have you heard the stories, or was there any mention at the Seahawks yesterday about the Jared Haynes story?
Well, the press conference actually was today, ended about 15 minutes ago.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, there was a lot of conversation about Haynes. There was actually a reporter, I believe his name is Michael Best. I'm not sure if you know that name or not.
Yep.
He was here, flew all the way from Australia to really get nothing from Pete Carroll. I mean, he didn't say a lot, you know. I mean, he's obviously concerned about tampering charges and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Jared is technically a free agent, so I guess, you know, any team can talk to him. You know, I mean, the Hawks, I think, have some interest in him. He was out here over the summer talking with the Seahawks, and, you know, Pete Carroll said he did not meet him. I'm not sure if that's true or not. You know, I mean, Pete Carroll tends to kind of play things close to the vest, to be honest with you, so I'm not sure how much he was going to give us anyway in regards to the story. But bottom line is, I mean, it's a story there. It's probably a much bigger story in Australia than it is in the States. I would think that most people think of it here as kind of a funky thing. I mean, is there really a chance this guy could come here and really do much of anything? I have no idea.
Let me ask you about that, Dave, actually. That's a good question, because to give you some context, he was about to become the highest paid player in our local rugby league. Now, rugby league is a very tough sport. No pads, no nothing. And Jared Haynes, one of the things that he's known for is taking a ball from a kick in play and returning it the other way up the field with the other team coming at him and getting past a lot of people. Now, we understand that that's the position he thinks he'd like to try and play, either a punt returner or a kick returner.
Right.
In your experience, is that the type of specialist position that perhaps doesn't take as long to learn as something like a wide receiver or a running back or a fullback would, where you have to learn hundreds of different plays? Is a kick returner an easier position to learn?
I would say but there's also a lot that goes into it. I mean, you know, we call that special teams, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. And you're talking about a guy that can return kicks or return punts in the States in the NFL.
Yep.
And what you're looking for, first of all, is a guy with some speed. Second of all, a guy with some hands who can catch a ball and not drop it.
Tick,
and
tick.
Then third of all, I mean, you know, a guy with some quickness, agility, awareness,
tick,
all kinds of stuff like that. That's what you're looking for, and I guess Jared Haynes has all that. Now, let me ask you this. How much was he set to make in rugby league? What was his salary going to be?
About $1.3 million Australian, which is about $1.2 US.
And his manager talked about, I think it'd get up around $6-7 million mark with endorsements.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so, I mean, if he came here, unless there was a bidding war, meaning a lot of teams, you know, trying to get him, he would take a giant pay cut. I mean, the minimum in the NFL is about $500,000 American. So, you know, unless you've got 8 or 9 teams that are bidding for his services, he would take a pay cut. And it certainly sounds like he's not doing it for the money. I mean, it sounds like the guy's got some money saved.
He's doing it for the challenge, Dave. Can I ask you immediately, I believe, is it November 11th is the cutoff date to sign a free agent? So if he wanted to get picked up this season, which is hard to imagine, it could happen.
Right. Well, you could sign a free agent any time of the year.
Uh-huh.
There's no cutoff to signing a free agent. There's a cutoff to making a trade in the NFL, which is later this year. But, you know, any team can sign him whenever they want.
Right.
You know, the problem is, as Pete Carroll talked about today, a guy making that kind of transition in the middle of the year probably
that's
is not going to happen. So
no, that's
too
hard.
If they made
a
move for him, they probably have to do it over the offseason, or maybe have him come in now and then start playing over the offseason.
Smart. Yeah. That's smart, Dave. I think you're right. I think it's a training squad, you know, training practice squad or whatever they call it, and then perhaps for next year. All right, Dave Marler, Softy Marler from Sports Radio 950 in Seattle, home of the Seattle Seahawks, the NFL champions. We appreciate your time this morning. And, mate, we'll check back in with you once he gets over there to find out how the Americans are feeling he's going once he starts training and starts trying to get into the NFL. Thanks for your time, mate.
Anytime, guys.
Good one, Dave.
Triple M.